Hi, and welcome to the August 21st edition of Three Sides of the Coin, bite-sized episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. In Kiss News, August 21st, 2012. On this day, 7 years ago, Kiss released the album Destroyer Resurrected. The album had been remixed by Bob Ezrin and included a version of Sweet Pain that had Ace Frehley's original guitar solo recorded in 1976, but not used on the original release. The album cover featured Ken Kelly's original artwork, and the album would debut at number 11 the following week on the Billboard charts. In other rock and roll news, August 21st, 1990. On this day, 29 years ago, Firehouse released their debut album, which included the hit song Love of a Lifetime. In January 1992, Firehouse would win an American Music Award for Favorite Heavy Metal Hard Rock New Artist. However, a few months later, Nirvana would come along, and it was basically bye-bye baby, bye-bye for Firehouse. Also August 21st, 1990, Rat released their album Detonator, which was the last album to feature Robin Crosby on guitar. Legendary songwriter Desmond Childs was brought in to produce the album, and he also co-wrote every song on the record, leading to a more poppy sound. The album would be Rat's first full-length album not to go platinum. And on August 21st, 2017, a total solar eclipse spans parts of the entire United States. During this time, eclipse-related music sees a huge spike in sales. Ozzy Osbourne would perform the song Bark at the Moon at the Moonstock Festival during the exact moment of the total eclipse. The song would start during complete daylight, and about 1 minute and 40 seconds into the song, the sky would turn black as night. By the time the song ended, the sky was bright again. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit ThreeSidesOfTheCoin.com. Follow the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn on Facebook. And follow me on Twitter at Mike_Brunn.